Given the current daf, Masech, the Yuma daf, your daf, begin on the base, begin the taste of the begin with the Gemara of Reminu. Seems to be a contradiction. We learn, another Masech that someone who merited, okay, who gets to clean out the inner altar? And then we learned another Mishazach, who gets to clean out the Benar Bechulu, etc., which the Gemara's question asked a seemingly contradiction. Our Mishnah sounds like Keteris, then Neiris. And Masech, this Talmud sounds like first Benar, then Keteris. This says, interestingly, says, why do we have to bring an earlier Mishnah, Misha Zocha B'dishna Pnimi, who got to clean out the inner Mizbeach? That's not relevant. Ele Misha Zocha B'Menar Kataris. I should have just quoted those two Mishnahs of the Menar Kataris. Keich B'Lemaisa Hacha, like we don't bring over here, Misha Zocha B'Mizbeach Pnimi, who gets to clean out the inner altar, or Misha Zocha B'Vam Diktani Hasam, and who merited to organize the limbs. Why, meaning the outer altar? I mean, there are other Mishnahis there also who got to do the outer altar and the limbs. It doesn't mention that. Why, we don't quote that because it's not relevant. So why are we quoting specifically who got to clean out the inner altar, which is, again, not relevant for the steer? Ella rather says, we quoted one of the previous Mishnahis, which is the one right before that, which is cleaning out the inner altar. Why did we quote it? Lashmina, just to let us know, the Mishnah of Nebuchadnezzar is this that we're talking about. That Mishnah Mesechta's Talmud of who got to go and clean out the Menorah and the Keteris, the Babai Kari, that's talking about in the morning, where you did Menorah and Keteris also in the evening, not cleaning, but the lighting. The Disham is Echamnimi and Elabai Kari, because the cleaning of the altar is only in the morning. And that's just to accentuate the steerer, which here we're also talking about in the morning in our Mishnah. And that's why it's a contradiction, because if we wouldn't quote Disham is Echamnimi, we would have said, oh, okay, there's talking about a different service. In Yuma, we're talking about in the morning, and they were talking about in the evening. And says Taisa's truth is, have a month like showing. The truth is that just like we asked the steer regarding the Keteris and Neiris, the Gemara could have asked the Masnit Nikatani. In our Mishnah, we learned that Zukas Dam Tamid Bereisha, that the spraying of the carbon Tamid, the blood is first. This Tamid Ketani Bereisha, but in Tamid and the Plamid Beis, the Mishnah teaches us that Misha Zach Medishim Zach Nimi, that the order is whoever merits to clean out the inner altar, and then it talks about who merited to clean out the menorah, and then it mentions the slumin kavatamid, and the receiving the blood, and the spraying the blood, and then halos abram lekevish, bringing the limbs to the ramp, father lekitaris, and then the kitaris, and then the burning of the limbs, halos lekevish mizbech, and bringing them from the ramp to the mizbech. And the truth is, we could have asked that too, that we have a contradiction regarding of the shechita of the carbon tamid and the spraying of its blood. But says Tais v'chimishani. And anyways, when the Gemara answers the Reb Shimon Mitzpahi, then Azak Koma Torz, and actually all of that is in the way it's answered. And the truth is, we could have asked from that too, but we asked from Neiris, which is mentioned first over there, which first it mentioned Mitzvah and then mentioned shechita tamid. And anyways, once we're going to answer the question from that, it's going to answer the other questions too, because we're talking about a different tanoi. Tinek says about the beginning with the Gemara that Man Tana Tamid, who's the Tana Mishnah Mesechta Tamid? Oh, Rav Shimon Mitzpahi, it's not a contradiction, it's a machlekes. Now, the obvious question, as the Gemara points out, is how could you say that? We have Brisa that he clearly disagrees with that Mishnah. So Tais explains, Rav Huna Kibbol, Rav Huna had a tradition. Rav Shimon Mitzpahi, Rabbanim, Pligvi say that they have a machlekes regarding the order of the Avodah of Eliyahu, that he just didn't know how they hold. So therefore he says, oh, he's the Tana over there and the Rabbanim over here. But then the Gemara ends up proving that it can't be, and you're right, then it's actually the opposite, but that's why originally he said that, even though it was baseless to say that, but he knew that they had such a machlekes, so he said, oh, he must be that Tana, but then ultimately the Gemara reversed it. Ketanei says, the Mishnah begins with the Gemara Mabai, he says, Loi Kasha, he says, truth is, it's not a contradiction. Kamba, Tavashtei Nez, even in our own Masecht of Yuma, hey, we have a contradiction, what's first Keteris in there? It depends, the last two are after the Keteris, and the first five are before. But says Tais is a diuk. He says, from the fact it doesn't say, rather Abaye says, which that would sound like the retracting from the Gemara's original position to have to explain the other contradiction regarding Yuma and Tamid, regarding as previously positioned. In fact, it doesn't say Ella, Machlad Lehodre Mishnah edition Arumi the Masina Hidu Tamid. That he's not retracting from that resolution, which we asked that contradiction and said, oh, because the Tamid says Yuma Shabitzba and the Mishnah Mesach Tamid is the Rabbanon. Sounds like Abaye also agrees to that. And we're not retracting from that. Well, based on that, Tais has the following question. If that's the case, the Makashlam, we have a difficulty. So Amaila Mishani Namahochi, and then why don't we also answer that the Masnin Dog Mishnah Neirois, that if, based on what Abai is saying, then that our Mishnah is talking about the last two candles, the last two lamps. Masin Tamim B'chamash Teres. The Mishnah is talking about the first five. So why do you have to say that it's a Machlokes Tanoim? Why don't you just answer the way Abai answered, that it's all according to the same Tana and it depends which Neres it is, if it came before or after? So it says, nearly it appears to me that you have Mishanochi. Even if we would answer like that, oh, depends which Neres it's related to, it still would not be sufficient. Akati pliga masin hasim, we would still have to say that the Mishnah Masechet Tamid disagrees with our Mishnah is over here. Because you have, as we mentioned in the previous places, Zirkus Dama Tamid, you have the spring of the blood of the Kamba Tamid. Basadin Shin Mizbeach Vamanur, after the clearing out of the Ash of Mizbeach, the inner Mizbeach, and the Menor. Yet Vahachitan Zirkus, we mentioned Zirka beforehand first. Allah Ritzach, look, make the night therefore. Anyways, even the Bai agrees that you have to say that it's contingent upon the Machlekes Tanid, but you're right. Based on the contradiction of Keteris and Eris, for that we would not have had to say that it's a Machlekes Tanid. Now, so it says, what like the Namasni Nami Atava de Mikmeh Hakteris? Why didn't we point out, why don't we mention our Mishnah also, the clearing out of the Neris that's before the Keteris? Yeah, you're answering, you're saying that when do we mention the Keteris in our Mishnah before the Neris, it's talking about the last two. But why don't we also talk about that he did the Avodah of the first five before the Keteris? So it says, what you can say is, the Likachash of Al Tavash Fein Neris, Shengemar Abayda. Yeah, it's only mentioning the last two lamps, which that concludes the Avodah of Hatava, of cleaning out, which is what we're talking about, what he did during the 7 days of his quarantine, because Vatavas Chamash Neris Lohayo, it's a kind of the first five. Actually, he didn't do, because he didn't have to do everything. It was just in preparation for him to get used to these Avodahs. Because I'm Samach, like Gemara tells us, Aruba Alma Kamayri, that in our parag, all we're doing is just training the Kayan, telling us what he did. And yeah, he only did the last two, and he didn't do the first five. Kinnik says the master begins with the Gemara, Hila Abishal Bechulu. Oh, that's for Abishal, etc. Which, based on Abai's answer, that the Mishnah Masechet Yuma of Keteris before the Shtei Neiris, that's the Rabbanan. And Abishal disagrees, and he holds in the second parak that all the Neiris were before the Keteris. So, Le'elki come on Tanu Yuma, says Taisis. So previously when the Gemara said, oh, is it Tanu Masechet Yuma? We say, oh, Mishnah Mitzvahi. And that the Masechet Tamid has is the other is Rabbanan. So it says really have a Muslim man Tanu Tamid. We could have said who the Tanu Mishnah Masechet Tamid gone the other way, and said Abishalhi. The Pogim Masin the Yuma that he disagrees with our Mishnah here Masechet Yuma in the first bag. Masin the Yuma Rabbanan the Pligula, and the Mishnah Masechet Yuma is like Rabbanan who disagreed with Abishal, and that would have resolved the contradiction. And we really didn't have to say that our Mishnah like Rabbanan Shem Nitzma, because we could have just said Abishal is that Tanu Tamid, and our Mishnah Rabbanan who disagreed with Abishal. Says what you could say is yeah, but the Nichli Loimar. The Gemara preferred to say Lahasker Shema Tana Masnitin to mention who's the Tana of Amish Nais, who we hear Masechet Yuma discussing this. That is Rabbanan Shem Nitzma, but we can identify who it is and not just a generic Rabbanan. Lloyd Morvis says actually Mishum the Ashkan Lehaleb Hedya. We find explicitly the Asla Fluga Masnitin Tamid. He clearly disagrees with Mishum Masechet Tamid. They're coming like we say Mishum the Shem Nitzma Mishan B'Tamid that he's different than the Mishum Masechet Tamid. So that clearly identifies him as the Tana and our Mishnah in our Seder Yuma, which disagrees with that of Masechet Tamid. In Kach Abishal, we don't find that he clearly disagrees with Mishnah Masechet Yuma. He differentiates regarding the order of Avoda, and therefore, since we don't find clearly that he disagrees with our Mishnah Masechet Yuma, we didn't want to say he's that in Tamid, and that it's Rabban who disagree with him. Rather, we prefer to say as a Gan like Mishnah Masechet Mitzvah.